This is a Mesh Musings episode where I, Scott Herleman, share some context of what I'm learning and thinking relative to data mesh. I hope they are useful to you. The Gartner Drama Files, Mesh Musings number 45. As always, these Mesh Musings are only my opinion. So if there's blowback, it's my view. And specifically, I'm frustrated on this. I think there is some shenanigans going on here that don't benefit the industry and don't benefit a lot of the people out there as a whole, and actually hurt many people's understandings of data mesh and other concepts that they're specifically kind of misinforming people for selfish reasons. It's based on many posts on LinkedIn and comments and things and like that. Okay, so this one comes up and flares up from time to time. So I thought I would address it, but from the best of my understanding. This is probably going to be one of the last few things I say on this. It's going to be an article on Data Mesh Light and Shade at some point on this as well, but I don't want to keep relitigating this, but there's a few things to cover. And it's mostly a few people, not Gartner as a whole. Don't throw anybody specific that's not participating in this under the bus or anything. First, let's talk about the quote-unquote debate. Really, it seems to be 2 to 3 old white dudes trying to argue for it and everyone else mostly ignoring them, but around, did Gartner invent data mesh? The answer is unequivocally not. To a laughable degree, the answer is no. They did use the phrase data mesh networks in a report that was exclusively for clients once in 2016, and then tried to claim data mesh was theirs, that they invented it, and they really started to get loud about that in 2022. Again, a couple of people, one or two, after trying to undermine data mesh as a concept for a while in 2021 and 2022. I did find a tweet in 2020, but it wasn't, you know, in the multiple posts I saw that has been much more recent about, you know, hey, this is the thing. So let's talk about, did Jamak steal the term or anything? When I started data mesh learning, the community, and, you know, datameshlearning.com, or originally even the datameshlearning.io, which was on GitHub and stuff, or I think it was datameshlearning.github.io. Anyway, I was using search quite a bit to find people discussing data mesh and find articles. I basically had the only, you know, 80 or so public-facing articles in existence on data mesh, at least that I could find as of maybe January 2021, just before the launch, in a spreadsheet. It might even have only been 60 articles at that point. You know, I can't really look back, but there was a rush of a lot of articles right after the community started. And Gartner, as far as I saw, was not mentioned in any of the articles, right? I refer to search because I saw my first incarnation of the data mesh learning website, you know, the GitHub IO site, of page, like that rocketed to one of the highest ranked sites for data mesh as a term on search engines for a month or two. You know, if only a vendor had listened and partnered with me on that, alas, anyway. And in all my searching, I am pretty darn sure I never saw Gartner stuff, right? I would have clicked to figure it out, like okay, this is a name I recognize, let's talk about what they're talking about. Essentially, what had happened was they used a term once to mean something very different, never returned to using the term, and decided once the term was popular to start trying to claim that their mention was them created the concept. Jamak has talked about this publicly, even quite early before any controversy started, that she went and searched the term data mesh and didn't see anything similar to the concept on like the first three pages of Google, you know, only stuff really about wireless networks. You know, how deep was she expected to search to see is anybody actually using this term of data mesh, especially as she thought she might be metaphorically burned at the stake, as she said, for such heretical arguments. So you couldn't really find this content. Like I said, I was looking and I didn't see it mentioned in anybody talking about this stuff. I didn't see it in any of my search engine searches. I didn't see it. So if the person who is out there looking for this, specifically even later in the game, and I couldn't find it and it wasn't mentioned anywhere, like, is there a claim to it? Does it really make sense? So she, you know, kind of going back to Jamak, she didn't really expect data mesh to take on such an insanely major life of its own. So she thought I should propose the data mesh concept. And originally she called it, beyond the data lake. And service mesh is a big inspiration to her, right? This is all in her early talks from 2019 and somewhat into 2020 before there was any pushback at all. So again, she did her work of going and searching, was there anything around data mesh? And nothing came up. I did the same 2 years later and really nothing came up, right? So how much is expected to ensure no one has ever used this term before, right? So let's add a bit more color on Gartner and their use of the term data mesh networks in a single report in like 2016 or 2017 or whatever. One, Gartner refuses to release the actual report to the public. So you need to pay many thousands just to see it, right? And two, of those who have seen it that have spoken to me, which is I think five or six separate people by now, every single one says it basically has nothing to do with Jamak's vision that has inspired so many in the data space and beyond. It's basically what Data Fabric has become, a tech-first approach to trying to make a scalable data management that's focused on the integration and it's tech-first, right? Again, not really anything like the data mesh everybody's kind of come to know that you've come to know, not going to say that you've come to know and love. I don't want to assume that on anybody's part. But again, it was a term that they used that isn't what data mesh means. And so trying to claim we used this term once and this big term or this big concept that doesn't mean what we said it did. Did we invent that? I just don't think so, right? Let's say I used the term microservice in 1995 or something, right? I said it once, it didn't mean anything close to what microservices has become. Do I rightfully get to claim I invented microservices? I really don't think so. And before even the Gartner internal only one-off report, right, that they decided to start coming back to in late 2021, I think it was mid-2022 was really when they started to try and come back to it and start to claim anyway. There were people using the term data mesh networks, right? A mesh network is a wireless networking term, typically related to cellular networks and kind of later Wi-Fi networks, but how multiple cell towers or wireless access points work together as a cohesive network instead of individual towers or access points. So you could be like handed from one tower to the next and how it all created this big mesh so that, it wasn't all about, am I connecting to this one tower or this one access point? Once we started transmitting data over cellular, I think that was mostly the 2.5G, the edge networks and things, that time frame, at least at any scale, people added the phrase data to it. So mesh networks for data. That was a term, data mesh networks. Does it have anything to do with what people know as data mesh today? Nope, not at all. So is it really fair to say that some cellular network engineer actually created data mesh? I don't think reasonably you can say so. Here's where I threw the 2 to 3 people under the bus for a while, because it's not just been about attempting to take credit, but also discredit Jamak and be rude towards her. Let's just say there are some folks who have been rather nasty after feeling threatened and move on. If you really want the scoop, I might publish something on it in Data Mesh Light and Shade, but I took out this section because it was overly vitriolic rather than about kind of focusing on what's going on here. So they used the phrase 2 to 3 years before Jamak's first post on Martin Fowler's site. It didn't mean the same thing as what people think regarding data mesh. It wasn't even discoverable really by internet search. It wasn't trademarked or copyrighted. So do you really think it's fair to say they invented data mesh? The evidence just isn't there. Next, let's talk about how an analyst or two at Gartner has often tried to conflate data mesh and data fabric. As I said earlier, Gartner started talking about their concept of what they called the data mesh network, which is essentially what data fabric came to be. For a few months at least, I was trying to find all the things on LinkedIn. I think a lot of them have been deleted or LinkedIn search just doesn't work very well for anything that's not in the last couple of weeks. They tried to tell everyone that data mesh and data fabric were one and the same. I remember timing correctly, this was kind of spring or summer 2022. They tried to steer the data mesh definition back to being what they called data mesh networks in that initial report, because then, of course, they could say their definition of data mesh actually was the one they created. It's not the one everybody knows. But again, if they could steer that, but they tried to change what everybody was excited about and pretend it was this other thing. I believe this is a main driver for why there was an absolute explosion in content on data fabric versus data mesh and conflating and confusing them. And, you know, vendors leaned into that because they had a better solution in saying, I sell data fabric, when myself and many others were saying, you can't sell a data mesh. It doesn't make any sense. So they're like, well, we can say we sell a data fabric. So, like, let's just pretend data fabric and data mesh are the same thing. If you watched or read any of those pieces of content that were actually good, please do send them my way, because I tried quite a few of those pieces of content and almost every single one left me just far more confused than informed, right? So I was getting dumber every time. So I gave up on any further content on that specific topic. I just lost more and more of the plot, you know, each specific piece. Yes, data mesh and data fabric can cohabitate and all that, but it's an overly specific implementation detail of what you could do with data mesh rather than what I focus on for the podcast. Remember the previous mesh musings of Explorer's Welcome. It's something where I'm not trying to get overly specific on implementation details. And it makes sense to conflate the two in a way. Gartner is kind of more focused on tech-first approaches. Data mesh is very much not a tech-first or tech-most approach to data management, right? The way that they interact with their clients, it's about advising them on making specific decisions, not on kind of the day-to-day. So something that didn't really agree, something they didn't really agree with, was picking up a lot of momentum, and they wanted to steer the conversation back to them, not actually learn about data mesh as a potentially good approach for a number of organizations for data mesh, right? Data management. So essentially, what now means data fabric for the general public is close to what they originally proposed in 2016, but again, under their name of data mesh networks. But they used the term data fabric, but pretended data mesh was essentially the same thing. Now, that's something where I got really, really frustrated about, because I kept having people asking me, what's the difference between the two? And it's like, why are we even talking? This isn't the big question. It's not, that's not the questions of data mesh that really, really matters. Let's talk about the whole Gartner hype cycle and saying data mesh will be obsolete. So in June or July or something of 2022, Gartner put out a data management hype cycle. If you aren't familiar, look into it. They're kind of strange, but they're kind of interesting. And they marked data mesh as obsolete on this hype cycle. What that actually means is that data mesh, before it hits the plateau of productivity, that is before we figure out how to do data mesh well, that they're saying that data mesh will be obsolete. Not that it currently is obsolete, but that it will be. But they spent months and months undermining data mesh and sometimes directly trying to undermine Jamak herself, and then pretended like it meant nothing, that this was just some objective research. And again, it seems like it was kind of one person. Gartner data space analysts said they weren't involved in it and weren't touching it with a 10-foot pole, right? So the Gartner hype cycle argument of this has been that data mesh itself will simply merge into data fabric instead of reaching full maturity. But the reasoning behind that, at least that I've seen, is, that reasoning is only for clients, right? So essentially, they aren't having to put their ideas out there into the open to be criticized. And there was one Gartner analyst, separate from the one purposely confusing people, in my view, who published on their LinkedIn a video that they made for a specific vendor's sales kickoff that was about data mesh and aligning it to the industry, Jamak's definition. So as you can see, some of this is just people sharing their view. I think the hype cycle thing is a little bit silly, and the defense of it was weak, in my opinion, after saying lots of things about data mesh not being anything new or differentiated or not possible or not valuable, just kind of saying all these things. But a lot of this is purposeful harm and or attempting to take credit. There was also the snide comments about people involved with data mesh, somewhat me, but mostly Jamak, that I that just don't feel like it was an attempt at a productive conversation. You can claim that's what I'm doing, putting my own spin on thing. But here, I'm just trying to lay out so people can judge for themselves and move past it. I don't think we need to dwell on this. It doesn't seem like they're providing meaningfully to the conversation, and I kind of doubt they will in the future. My recommendation is to find better folks to listen to, you know, whether that's me or, I think I have some interesting things to say, but I think there's lots and lots of useful people out there, and I just wouldn't do that. So let's recap. Gartner analysts, and especially one of the Gartner analyst friends, have tried to claim Gartner invented the concept that people know as data mesh. They didn't. They used the term data mesh networks once in a report, and then when data mesh really took off, decided to try and claim they invented what people now know as data mesh. It's like saying you invented the iPhone because you called your phone iPhone instead of my phone or some joke like that. Don't steal credit. Trying to leverage a naming collision is just, yeah. Number two, people at Gartner and some friends purposely conflated the terms data fabric and data mesh. They tried to pretend they were essentially the same thing, merely creating confusion instead of helping data practitioners. My view, don't hurt the community. And number three, they tried to make a big wave by calling data mesh obsolete in the hype cycle, saying it isn't differentiated and will just merge into data fabric, which again is a tech-first approach, you know, That is fine to do. It's an opinion, but it came on the heels of much attempted undermining and sniping. So feel free to look into it and judge for yourself. I'm pretty much done with this topic because I don't think it's helpful to the community to constantly rehash it further and create more drama. But I do think it's important to talk about these things and say, like, what is this? Why is this something that's overhanging anything? And for a lot of folks out there, you know, your colleagues may say, but, you know, Gartner says that this isn't a thing, or Gartner says, and it's like you have the thing to say, well, if you believe what I'm saying, you can say, well, there's a lot of caveats there. Or you can look into it and make your own mind up, right? I want to lay it out there, but I do think it's important to have these conversations as well. So with that, the end of the drama on my side. Scott out.